Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Every once in a while, there comes a service that revolutionizes an industry. And I am proud to say that our best ever sponsor, Cozy, is that service for landlords and tenants. Cozy simplifies the rental process for everyone. Simply put, Cozy makes it easy to collect rent online, to screen tenants, to order credit reports, to do all the things that you are currently doing manually, but to automate it so that you can focus on more important things like growing your portfolio this year. The best part is that Cozy is completely free. It's free. There aren't any minimums, there aren't any transaction fees or monthly payments. No other service on the planet offers this to you for free. And one of the things that I love about Cozy is that Cozy automatically collects and transfers the rent so that every month you don't have to worry about forgetful tenants forgetting to pay you the rent. You can actually receive that rent automatically in your bank account, no questions asked. So you can say goodbye to paper checks, late payments, and all those lame excuses. And here's your chance to simplify your life and make more money. Join me and sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.co. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today is Skill Set Sunday. And today is a recap of the 3-2-1 challenge, and I'm here to talk about what I learned, and not really what I learned, but how what I learned can be applied to your life. And really, if you haven't listened about the previous episode where I talked about the 3-2-1 challenge, which was last Sunday, that would be January the 11th. Go check that episode out before you listen to this one. If you don't have time, then I will do a very quick summary of what the 3-2-1 challenge is. Basically, 3 is rekindling 3 relationships with somebody, with 3 people that you know. to introduce yourself to two new people every day, and then one, document and identify then document the one thing that you learned from that day. Three new people, or three rekindling of existing relationships, two new people, one learning every day. And I wanted to do a 3-2-1 challenge this week and just see what the results would be, because this idea came from an interview I had with a previous guest. And yeah, I love relationships, and I love building friendships, and that's what I'm all about. That's one of the main reasons why I do this podcast. So I thought it was going to be really interesting, and my gosh, it really was interesting, and lots of learnings. And one of the things that I learned before I get into all of it is that it does take a commitment of time. It does take at least 30 minutes of uninterrupted time to do the 3-2-1 challenge. And I'll actually talk about some learnings that I had that will help you do it faster now that I've done it for 7 days in a row and I've identified some efficiency. So every day, let's do it real quick. Sunday, I reached out to three people, and I actually have heard back from all three of those people last Sunday that I reached out to. And what it did is it allowed me to connect with one of my friends who, I didn't know this, but he has over 1 million views on the TED Talk that he's done. Tweet at me and I'll let you know which TED Talk that is, and you can check it out, and I can even introduce you to him if you'd like. And then a former client of mine, and then also a friend of mine who has he's an Excel spreadsheet wizard, and he was talking to me about what he learned in his business, and that was that he's got his own company. He's no longer focused on one-off clients, individuals, but now rather corporations, and he's found that that's a lot more profitable once he started focusing on corporations versus individuals and these, you know, kind of these smaller classes. So that was Sunday, and the learning that I got, and by the way, the two new people that I reached out to, and this is actually across the board for every two new people that I reach out to, I found that using clout is really effective at identifying people in my industry, real estate, who would be good to connect with and who are influential. So I use clout to do that, and then I would contact them through Twitter, or I would do research on their website, and then I reach out to them through their website. The thing that I learned from Sunday is actually I learned that an area, a suburb of Cincinnati, is an up and coming area, and if you tweet at me, I will tell you what that area is as well. Happy to share that at Joe Fairless. And I learned that through, actually, it was an offline new friend on Sunday, last Sunday, January 11th, the Cowboys lost to Green Bay, and I went up to a local bar here in Cincinnati because I'm in Cincinnati working on a couple projects, and I don't know anyone in Cincinnati that I hang out with on a regular basis. And so I walked up to this bar and was hanging out with this gentleman, and he's a local from the area, and he started talking to me about the areas of growth, and he told me about this area. So I learned that this particular area of Cincinnati is up and coming, and I'm actually going to be driving over there later today to check it out. Monday was interesting because I learned how not to sell. And I learned why, you know, some of us in sales aren't as effective as we could be if we just implemented a slightly different approach to what we already were doing or are doing. And here's a story. I was getting my car serviced, regular maintenance stuff on Monday. And afterwards, this gentleman walked over to me. It's still in the garage, but I'm about to drive out of there. And he points out a crack in the windshield, and he's, you know, he talks about if there's any maintenance I want to do on that, he'd be happy to do it. And I'm like almost convinced, because he kind of, you know, he does a great approach of
using scare tactics to tell me, well, this could spider web, and then you don't want your windshield falling through. And I'm like, heck no, I don't want that. And then he's like, so if you ever want something like this, here's my business card and feel free to call me. I'm like, oh man, all you had to do was go in for the kill and I would have given you my credit card information right now, but now it's not as much of a priority. And I'm going to just drive away and eventually maybe I'll do it. But if he had asked for the sale, if he had asked to say, I don't know, maybe like, so when would be a good time to get this fixed for you? I would have said, well, can you do it now? But instead, he didn't ask that open-ended question. And he asked, well, nothing. He just gave me his business card. He's like, well, if you ever like it, let me, you know, feel free to call me. So I learned that it's important to ask for action now, and it's important to ask it in the right way. As far as the people I reached out to, one of the people that followed up with me since then is one of my former coworkers who is looking for a job, and I'm helping him connect with someone else I know who works at a sports marketing agency for a job. On Tuesday, the thing I learned was I get motivated when people tell me no. At this point, nobody who I had reached out to who didn't know me had followed up yet, and I finally got a response from somebody who I had reached out to, and he said, "No, I don't want." Basically, he said, "I don't want to connect." And whenever I get the no's, you know, people. I know Tony Robbins talks about one of those motivational or inspirational personal development people talks about every no leads me closer to a yes. And I wholeheartedly believe that. What I also believe is that I'll just put it bluntly that people are not making the right decision if they don't want to become my friend, because I know that big things are happening in my life. And I add tremendous value to my friends' lives because I just seek out to do that. Any of us can if we actively focus on doing that. And I just know it's a missed opportunity for the people who tell me no. And so it just makes me smile, and it just reinforces that thought process in my head. And so I realized at that moment last Tuesday that I really do get more motivated, more inspired when people tell me no.
Best ever listeners, it's 2015, and wouldn't you like to simplify the landlording process and automate it as much as possible while making more money along the way? It's a landlord's dream, right? With online rent payments, applications, and secure credit reports, Cozy makes being a landlord incredibly easy. And best of all, it's completely free. Sign up for Cozy at cozy.co. That's COZY.CO.
Wednesday, I actually reconnected with a former client of mine who has since purchased a couple homes. And I also connected with a college buddy of mine who is now an architect, and he's working on the new practice facilities for the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm also working on a development deal to put that under contract. Now, more about that in day Friday summary, because we had some exciting updates. But I connected with him, and he's got a family now, and now I haven't seen him in 9 years. And next time I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth area, I'm going to reach out, and we're going to grab a beer and hang out. What I realized, the thing I learned on Wednesday, is my life needs balance. You know, I am constantly going and doing work on my business, and I am a single guy, and I had deleted all like the dating apps, Tinder, Hinge. I was on Match for a little bit, but I got off that because I was going to do a TED talk on why online dating doesn't work, but I've since met a lot of people who it does work for. But I wasn't focusing on that recently, but then on Wednesday I realized, man, I'm in Cincinnati. I have I'm just doing my life is consumed by work, like Monday through Sunday. Every hour of the day is work. And I need some balance. I need to like have some sort of other type of interaction and go on dates. And so on Wednesday, I decided to start up Tinder again, and I realized that the balance is necessary. And I think I intellectually knew that, but from an emotional standpoint, it was starting to hit home. So I started that up. And I actually have a date tonight. I'm recording this on Saturday, but I've already done my 3-2-1 for Saturday, so don't worry. And I have a date tonight, so maybe next Sunday, if you want to know about the date, I'll let you know. Thursday, I finally heard from somebody who was a stranger that I reached out to, part of the two, who's interested in connecting with me. And we have a call set up for later next week. And the thing I learned on Thursday is that I need a system in place to do this 3-2-1 thing, because it was, and some days it was taking me an hour to do, and that was being interrupted throughout, but I knew there still had to be a better way to do that. And I learned that I needed a system, but I didn't identify what that system would be until today, Saturday. So I'll get to exactly what that system is on Saturday's recap. On Friday, I connected with actually no one who I reached out to. Nobody followed up with me yet, but today's only Saturday, so it was only yesterday. And again, this is Skillset Sunday. It's going to be posted on Sunday, but I'm recording this Saturday afternoon. But the thing I realized, this is a big old revelation for me. I got a call from a broker who I'm working with on this development deal, and we had previously made an offer. I won't get into all the specifics of this deal because it's not under contract yet, and we're still working on that, but we're getting a lot closer. And here's what happened. He called me and he said, the deal that, or the offer that you all previously provided was good for the amount of money. The seller is okay with that, but the closing time frame and the upfront earnest money is what he's looking to negotiate on. And the seller had previously countered, and it wasn't that same type of feedback. Friday's feedback was different, and the learning there was just not to force things. Whenever I interviewed my grandmother for the 99th episode, she's 99, she talked about being patient, and that's pretty darn tough to do as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as somebody looking to achieve, or somebody who is achieving, and somebody who is focused on very, as the maybe general public would think, lofty goals. But the patience is critical, because we don't want to force fit things that just aren't naturally happening through our efforts, because I think some things take time, and that's one of the things I've realized with real estate is things don't happen overnight. There are market cycles, and there are improvements that need to be made to properties, and when they do happen, it can be a big splash, and it's a big old opportunity for us, but they don't happen, at least for me, as quickly as I want them to be, because quite frankly, I want them to happen overnight, and that doesn't happen. So being patient and staying true to your numbers, leaving the emotion out of it, kind of all those things that we've talked about before on the show, was something that got reinforced on Friday. And on Saturday, I finally identified the effective way of doing this, where it will only take you 30 minutes to do, of uninterrupted time. And that is, go to LinkedIn. And when you go to LinkedIn, there's a stay in touch feature on LinkedIn. So you can easily have a talking point with the three people you want to reach out to that you already know to rekindle that relationship by mentioning if it's their birthday, if they just have a new job, if they just got a new promotion, because those LinkedIn updates can serve as that segue into rekindling the relationship. And that's what I did. I found that just such a time saver to do, and it was a lot more effective that way. So those are the seven things that I learned. I'd say overall, this was very helpful for documenting. Now I'm looking back on the week, I'm like, man, this is a really productive week because each of the learnings reminds me of what was going on that day. And if you don't do a journal, if you don't do like a personal log, then this would be a great way to document your progress throughout the year, throughout the month, throughout the week, and just see what you're focused on, what you're learning, and how that can be applied. And I think the learnings that I had throughout this week can be applied to your life as well. Perhaps the one on Sunday about the Cincinnati market, maybe not so much, but maybe the learning there is that let's introduce ourselves to new people offline and not just online. It's much easier to do online, but shoot, I didn't even think about that you could actually meet new people offline and introduce yourself. What a concept. And that generated, you know, a lead and perhaps some business and investing in that area. I also realized that this is a great way to reconnect with friends. It's a great way to continue to add value and help people. With me personally, I meet, you know, at least on average one new person a day anyway because of the podcast that I do. So I'll probably rekindle. Well, I think what I'm going to do is the 2-1-1 challenge, and that is rekindling to introduce myself to one new person. And I'm going to focus on offline introductions as well and learn one new thing because I think lowering it just a little bit is going to help me not spend so much time on this, but then also get a lot of value from it as well. So I highly encourage you to do the 3-2-1 challenge, especially if you're not already in a situation with your career where you are meeting new people on a regular basis, especially if you're not already in a situation in your professional development where you're constantly adding value to other people's lives. This is a great way to add value, to reconnect. I mean, you're just reconnecting with more friends, and you're meeting new friends along the way, and you're learning and you're forcing yourself to identify what it is that you learned that day. And, you know, there's a lot of power in progress, and this definitely allows you to document the progress along the way and look back and see how far you've come. Thank you for joining me with this, the Skill Set Sunday. I am really looking forward to talking to you next Sunday.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.